for kindly him. Now we're getting tired of that one.
Where's LJ?
We got a Scottish medley to do to finish things up, and this ends with a nice rousing tune too, sort of like Drowsy Maggie. Same to you, fella.
We're saving.
What about Rocky Top? What about Orange Blossom Special?
We're saving Drowsy Maggie for when we can get about 10 other fiddlers around.
Right, we're going to do that. We're going to do that when we get a chance to get on stage with the Gainesville folks and yeah.
They may not allow us.
Let's just go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and do this song.
Should we tell them what they are?
Let's just do them.
We don't know what they are. Three Scottish marches. Name those tunes. Y'all ready?
Thank you all. Thank you, Cousin Tom.
Aren't they something else? They are. English, Scottish, Irish, the wind that shakes the barley. I had English visitors for 2 months, January and February, from near London, and they'd have a fit and fall in it if they knew we could make music like that over here. Let's give them another hand. And now, from down St. Petersburg way, guess who? Florida Sand, Will McLean, and Lais. Florida. Beautiful. Welcome them.
I can't hear myself through here. I guess it's on.
It's on.
Okay. Have with me this evening, as you have heard already, Lais, Martin Schumann. After this, you're in for a treat. Don Grooms is coming up. Far away in St. Augustine, there's a strip of beautiful land that juts out into the waters. It's a place that has been ravaged by time, the elements, and man. It is a place where the green turtle comes in during their cycle and bury their eggs in the sand. I call this the Ballad of the Green Turtle, or the Ballad of Conch Island. The green turtle comes in the dark of the moon to this lonely spit of land, and crawls from the waters amongst the quiet dunes and buries her eggs in the sand. The hatchlings are bound call of the sea according to nature's plan. They scurry through danger and into the waves, a cycle older than man. And the sow in the wind tells the song of Conch Island, how sharp Spaniard steel slashed and crimsoned her land, and left bones to whiten and bleach in the sunlight, but the green turtle still lays her eggs in the sand. Near 400 years of the cross and the sword gone with the galleons of Spain, footprints from jackboots of black Spanish leather erased by the wind and the rain. Conch Island lies peaceful, serene in the moonshine. Varmints are drawn here to play. They frolic and spoon to the music of nightbirds lost in the spell of their wings. And the sow in the wind tells the song of Conch Island, a song of destruction that ravaged her land. And man leaves no memory in finned, bird or feathered, but the green turtle still lays her eggs in the sand. Thank you. It's only fair that we pay tribute to a lady who has spent many years here at the Florida Folk Festival, and she has been the grand lady of the Florida Folk Festival, Cousin Thelma Bolton's right hand, for many, many years. And Cousin Thelma, would you like to read this? We want to do this as a tribute to Barbara Beauchamp. And do you feel like reading it?
You think, oh, I'd love to, if I can see it.
Well,
about this light.
I'll loan you my glasses and put you over here in the glare. Now, we've got to get that down a little bit for you.
No, okay.
All right. Now, see if you can see it. It's sort of close together.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is called I Am the Wind.
I am the wind at random and without restraint. Come I and go I in accordance with the covenants since the beginning. I am warm, cold, gentle, violent, wayward, restless. I am of no color, therefore be I invisible. Be I not seen, only sound and feel gives awareness to my presence. There is no place on earth I am not, from the tiniest skin pore to the lung bellows of the colossal whale, go I in and out, and where be I, be there life, be there the ultimate, for in the wake of my wrath, be there destruction, be there death. I spin wind waves when I sing. I billow the canvas of sailing vessels. My keen is the thrumming in the shrouds. I ripple the waters of lakes and lagoons and ruffle birds' feathers. I am capricious when scudding clouds across the skies. I cavort the falling leaf, meandering butterflies darting skeethawks. I puff balls from their anchor place, rattle palmetto fronds, bang loose shutters, swing empty swings to and fro. And I fan the embers of the campfires and dry the sweat of the dancing oxen. And then I gust and spurt amongst the sand dunes and erase the laying traces of the sea turtle. I am the ocean's roar in a conch, the noises in a tea kettle. I eerie the lonesome sounding train whistle, the distant call of the crying bird, and the fox's bark into the moon. I am the spring draft for the spreading wing. I am the cushion for migrating winged creatures and nectar-sipping hummingbirds. I caress flowers and stray wisps of hair. I whisper secrets to the listening ear. I numb noses and fishermen's fingers, I form dust devils and cyclonic twisters of such force as to drive the fragile brook stream to the heartwood of the pine tree. Even do I sustain earth breathers in the vast reaches of my upper domain. I scatter man-caused radiation and pollution to the four points of the compass. I soothe the baby's tender skin and crinkle the smile of the ages. I am the music of flutes. I am eternal. I am the wind.
That was for Barbara Beecham. Lord, we've had so many beautiful times together up here. My soul is a hawk. I am but returned from the place the Indians call land where the wind is born, into the quiet and lonely spaces of the upper skies soar I, the beauty of Florida below me, as thermal air currents send their songs through my wing feathers, and I float in ever-widening circles. Yellow eyes piercing in rapture, the blues, the golds, the orange, and faint pinks of sunset. And I see in the far, far distance my haven, the majestic old dead tree on whose limbs I find my soul is a hawk. You've had a lot of fast songs, so I'm doing some slow ones. This is a song that you hear our beautiful Florida wildlife singing. It's called Lament. The sky, the water, the sand are treasures not meant for the hand. And man, he knows where the sweet water flows, and the whippoorwill never will tell. Poor me one sings in the moon's pale. That seems the place where he sleeps. And critters, they wade across the slough to the glade, and the music they hear brings them weep. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed it. Thank you, Lai, Marty. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Lai. Thank you, Marty. This is Florida. This is tradition. This is what Florida Folk Festival is all about. Our final performer on this evening This program is not an anticlimax, but a rip-roaring, rousing climax to a great day. Don Grooms is lots of things. He's a poet. He's a historian. He's a comedian. He's a musician. Let's welcome Don Grooms from Gainesville. Oh, there are lots of people out there. It hasn't done that all evening, Don.
Obviously bigger than he thinks I am. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. You know, everybody looks at a Cherokee and they say they're little people. They're not little people. Okay, now we got our act together. Ah, let's see. Now, this is... What's the name of this town? We've played so many big cities in the past little while. White Springs, yeah. I am not originally from Florida. I'm from Cherokee, North Carolina. Hey, somebody's heard of Cherokee, North Carolina. It's the summer home of most Florida people. And everybody in Florida has a dream of buying a home up there. We see, I was born and raised up there, and now they're turning all the North Carolina mountains into quarter-acre home sites for Florida people. So I wrote a little song about that. I got a long distance call from Carolina. Said there's big things are happening in the hills. They're developing old lookout mountains just so I can get away from city ills. Wouldn't I like to invest in the future? Wouldn't I really like to settle down in a rustic cottage in the mountains, far from the confusions of a town? Well, they are selling quarter-acre home sites. Nothing down, no payment for a year. If I want the deluxe plan, I just send them 15 grand. I can be a full-fledged mountaineer. And I says, get your greedy hands off of the mountain. Go back to Miami or to hell, cause you're screwing up the hills of Carolina. Ones that I have known love so well. He says, does that mean you don't want in the project? Could you recommend uncles or some aunts? I says, if I could have it done, my friend, I'd call a Pentagon, have them drop an A-bomb in your pants. And you'd never be able to have children. You'd be impotent and sterile. And if I could, I would, I'd get rid of you for good. But the punishment would be just too mild. He says, now wouldn't you like to think it over? Then perhaps you'd sign the dotted line. Then he had the gall to ask me to pay for the call. Knows how to do that. This thing called Home Sweet Home. You've heard a lot of quiet songs tonight. This one ain't. Quiet. You know, we came over here from all the way. We drove all the way over here from Gainesville today. Yeah. No, but the minute I drove in the back gate, I saw a Winnebago that must have been 500 feet long. They crank up them generators. They crank up. They got the. Now, I've got a friend who's coming over here tomorrow, and he has developed a way so that at 2 o'clock in the morning, when them Winnebagos crank up their generators. Now, last year, he spent 30 solid minutes trying to put a potato on the exhaust pipe. But he tells me this year he has got a plan. You may have noticed. You know, I like to tell people, when I go camping, I take two bags. Not them kind. A sleeping bag and a bag of salt. But them Winnebagos, the people come down from Ohio and Michigan and them. Okay, now the name of the song now, cleaned up, is them gall darn Winnebagos. But that is not the word I used when I wrote the song. They drive down to Disney World, you know, and pump out the sewer line and pollute all the drinking water south of Orlando. But we are up here in White Springs where we've got crystal clear, pure water. Yeah. And listen, don't worry about the Suwannee River. It looks black and dirty, but that's just tannic acid, and that's good for you. That'll make your liver work properly. But these people from Michigan, they got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a gall-darn Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper on the highway, hear him yelling breaker one night. They only stop to buy what they call pop and to pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they've been, their bumper tells you where they're bound. Pull in the KOA and hit the hay, and their feet never touch the ground. They got their OCB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a gall-darn Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water. It ain't no claim to fame. But Sunshine State thinks they're just great, smell just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee just loves them Winnebagos. Got their old CV and a color TV and have a third car on the road. It's some man from Michigan and a gall-darn Winnebago. We can't go around laying on the ground and a sleeping bag or just turn close. Cops will take you in if you're from Michigan and a gall-darn Winnebago. I like to ride for hours in the land of flowers, the home of the Seminole. Never see one man from Michigan and his gall-darn Winnebago. They got their OCB and the color TV and have a third car on the road. It's some man from Michigan and a gall-darn Winnebago. I'll get your auto harp, Marty. While Marty's getting his auto harp, I'd like to do you a song I wrote about my least favorite food in the whole world. And I have eaten some things you wouldn't believe. I have eaten rattlesnake, possum, coon, roadkill stew. Out in Texas, we used to have a thing called SOB stew. And it was the same thing, just anything anybody came by with, and they'd throw it in the pot, and it never stopped boiling all day. But, of course, we hunted on a Jeep, and Texans always do things different. You don't walk no place. You get on the front of the Jeep, and you'd ride, and you find the tree. It might take you 50 miles to find a tree. And then if there's a squirrel or anything, or a dragonfly, you shoot it and you throw it in the SOB stew. But the name of the song is Everybody Draws the Line Somewhere, and this is where I draw mine. Mm-hmm. While I was working my way across the country, finding folks who'd gone back to the land, I'd say all I can do is sing my songs for you and eat supper with you when I can. Then I found the Georgia sharecropper. He'd never seen me before. He says, all we got's potatoes and possum, but there's always enough for one more. I said, there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat possum a lot, but he said, possum meat is not that hard to eat when possum is all you have got. You're the lady, oh, the lady, oh, the lady. I swapped songs with a Louisiana Cajun on the banks of a little bayou. He says all we got's crawfish and gator, but it sure makes a mighty fine stew. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat alligator a lot, but he said gator meat is not that hard to eat when gator is all you have got. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. You know, when I had my tonsils took out, I stopped yodeling. If there's anybody out there that would like to take that part, feel free. I was down the Seminole Reservation. The way they tenderize their meat is to lay it out in the sun, let it tenderize. Then I sat with the Seminole Indian, watching deer meat rot in the sun. He says we don't have a whole lot to offer, but you can share it with us when it's done. I said there's something that I ought to tell you. I don't eat rotten deer meat a lot. He said that kind of meat is not that hard to eat when that's the only thing you have got. The Seminole Indian said, yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady. Well, you don't speak silly, might have said that. I got my own little family, and every night when the sun goes in, I never ask them what they got for dinner. I'll just sit down and shovel it in, 'cause I'll eat most anything you've got to offer. I'll even tell you snakes and snails are fine, but everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine. Yes, I've been all over this country, and I'll eat most anything you have got. But please don't invite me to dinner if liver's what you got in your pot. I said I'll eat most anything you got to offer. I'll even take your snakes and snails are fine. But everybody draws a line somewhere, and liver is where I draw mine. Yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady. I see you don't like liver either. You know, I have met, I think liver is a female dish. I have never met a woman who wouldn't say to me, you just haven't had liver fixed the way I do it. Ladies, there ain't no way you can fix liver that is not liver. But I will, my mother made me eat liver once, you know, and I went through all the things that everybody does when you forced to eat liver. You know, I could eat eggplant, I could eat squash, I could eat broccoli, I could eat all the garbage that kids hate, but liver, I truly drew the line. But you know, My father was a half-breed Cherokee Indian, and he did not want his kids to be Indian. So he moved off the Cherokee Reservation to a mountaintop behind Cataloochee up there. Took my mother up there, and then about a year later, he decided that wasn't hardly no fun at all. So he split. And my mother raised us five kids up there on that mountaintop on an income of $12.50 a month. It was, you know, she was one of the finest women I've ever known. But once a month, we would walk the 35 miles into Waynesville and cash the check, and each one of us kids would get a nickel. We could spend it any way we wanted to. And I always bought five sticks of peppermint candy because you could break that up and keep it. And a storekeeper there, usually when you buy a gallon of lamp oil, they'll put a potato on the spout. For us, he put a piece of wax candy. Yeah. But when my oldest brother's clothes went down to Doc and then to Billy and then to Earl and finally down to me, there wasn't much left, but she'd wash them, she'd patch them. She'd say, "They're not much, son, but we didn't steal them and nobody give them to us. So you wear them and you walk proud." So I wrote this song for my mother called "Walk Proud, My Son." Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store is 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. More time, Marty. I love a mountain man. Yeah, use it up, wear it out, make you do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched, but they are clean. Yeah, walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Ah, thank you. And for my mother, I thank you. She's 81 years old and still going strong up there in the hills. Won't ever die, I think. You know, there used to be a man over in Gainesville. See, every town has a resident weirdo. This man, his name was Ray Brannon, and they called him Dirty Dan, the bicycle man. He had thousands of old rusted bicycles out in front of his house. They were gathering rainwater and breeding mosquitoes, and God knows we've seen a lot of mosquitoes here at White Springs tonight. But he was also the finest Harley-Davidson motorcycle mechanic in the state of Florida. So when the police weren't down there giving him tickets for having a dirty place, they were getting him to show them how to fix their motorcycles. But he had also loved dogs, and he'd have 30 or 40 of them at a time. And he was afraid they'd get run over on University Avenue, so he kept them locked up on the second floor of his house. Got pretty rank up there at times. But the man, he had such a heart. Half the students at the university bicycled to class because Dirty Dan fixed their bikes for it. When the Gainesville 8, you might recall, the Vietnam veterans against the war, needed a place for headquarters, Dirty Dan gave them a place. Even before that, when the freedom, so-called freedom riders from up north came down here to liberate us from slavery, he provided them a place. But they said, that's crazy, you know. They'd come down and they'd try to give him a ticket, and Dirty Dan would say, nobody tells me how to run my life. Get off my property. So they said, that's crazy. They committed him to a mental institution, took his property, turned it into a shopping center. We have 2 record stores, 4 copy centers, the smoker's den, a barbershop. No, you don't have barbershops anymore, right? Jim Raver and I were talking about that earlier. When we were kids, you know, now you go out and you buy your kids plastic toys, which last one day after Christmas. We took a coat hanger and bent it into a little hoop, and we took an old bicycle tire or a wheel off a wagon, and we'd roll that wheel down the road as far as we could. That's about the only... We made cars. You take a snuff can and nail it onto a block of wood, and that was your car. Ah, well. If Dirty Dan's crazy, I think I hope I am. We got another shopping center, got another department store, and Dirty Dan the bicycle man don't have a home no more. We used to look through his place for hours, never knowing what we'd find there. He'd sit with his arm around a half-blind dog and never seemed to care, cause he had his junk around him where he wanted it to be. He'd sell you an old bicycle part, or he'd give it to you for free. But we got another shopping center, got another department store, and Dirty Dan the bicycle man don't have a home no more. When one of his dogs would get so old, he would lay right down and die. He'd bury it somewhere in the yard, he would always be close by. Every time he buried one of his friends, told him to take his ease. Said as long as God's in his heaven above, you're gonna rest in peace. But we got another shopping center, got another department store, and Dirty Dan the bicycle man don't have a home no more. When a rich man said you'll have to go, Dan could not keep from crying. He said, when your bulldozers come, what'll happen to these dogs of mine? But they put Dirty Dan on a funny farm, chopped the trees off at the stump, bulldozed up every one of his dogs and hauled him to the city dump. Cause love of money is stronger than love of man. If you don't believe what I say, just ask Dirty Dan the bicycle man about the price he had to pay for another shopping center, another department store. Cause Dirty Dan the bicycle man don't have a home no more. No, Dirty Dan the bicycle man don't have a home no more. Thank you. We're going to do a couple more songs here and then let you relax for the evening. This is a song I wrote. I've known a lot of women in my time. Well, not a lot. A few here and there. But I have found that women generally disapprove of the activities that men totally enjoy. Men like to gamble, hunt, fish, drink beer, and chase women. And women just don't seem to get any thrill out of that at all. So this is a song I put together about a composite group of the women who hate those activities. You know, they like to sit home and cook and iron and sew and raise kids. Yeah. Of course they do. Yeah. You've heard the song Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. Well, I named this woman Virginia, and the name of the song is They'll Have to Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. They'll have to carry me back to Old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Well, I once loved a girl named Virginia. She told me I was perfect as could be. I married her and 5 minutes later, she was changing all the things wrong with me. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Well, she stopped all my drinking and my gambling, at least all that she could see and hear. I wish she could see me now in this bar room, winning $10 for chug-a-lugging beer. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. All right, now. Fishing is the thing that she despises, and hunters, they drive her up a wall. She thinks all card players ought to be executed, and that's why Virginia's got no friends at all. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Just threw that in to see if there was any redneck in the crowd anywhere. Now we all know the world was made for living. It's only our minds that make us cry. We are programmed for loving and giving, and I'm not about to lay down and die. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. I said I'd rather stay here all alone. You know, there's been some controversy about the Florida Folk Festival this year. But if you've noticed, Marty Schumann, he gets up here and he plays with whoever's there. We all know each other, and we all love White Springs. And we're going to close it out tonight. If we can get Will McLean, he's part of the family too. Will McLean to come up and play harp. It's a song Will wrote many years ago about a 1927 hurricane that hit Lake Okeechobee. Wiped out 4,000 Yankees. I guess we, you know the difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee. A Yankee comes to Florida to visit. A little slow there. Come on. But ladies and gentlemen, this is my family. And White Springs and the Florida Folk Festival is my family. And I dearly love every one of you and every one of them. But this song from Florida's own Black Hat Troubadour, Mr. Will McLean.
It was in the late 20s that there came a great flood. It drowned it 4,000. Their graves was the mud. There was nothing could withstand that great tidal wave. Now the ghosts of the vanished still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are well, a Seminole's left there in haste and with speed. But the wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turn black as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cool. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Holy Okeechobee's blue waters are cool. Now Lake Okeechobee is calm and serene. The land all around it is fertile and green. But the people get fearful when the wild winds do roam. They look at earth dead, and they think of their home.
Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee,